Wake up call, 1300 WTLS, 106.5 FM, online at 1300WTLS.com. And Mickey Shaw here, just announced as the new chamber director for the Greater Tallahassee Area Chamber of Commerce. Mickey, once again, congratulations to you.
Thanks, Michael.
And let's talk about the job, the position itself. What do you want to see as the chamber director for Tallahassee?
Well, I really would like to see the success that George has put into the office continue. And, of course, if you don't try to improve anything, you're not worth your salt. So I want to improve on that. And before we go too far into that, though, I want to clarify these phone numbers. George said 283-5151. You said 283-5151.
Yes.
And Shane had 283-5151.
That's right.
So the only thing I can do is say, if you need me, call me at 283-5115. 5-1, rather.
There you go. You can change it up a little bit.
Right.
Yeah.
So,
all right. But you'll answer all three numbers, though, right?
Yeah. Exactly. Exactly.
Now it's getting confusing to me. I can only handle a 51-51-5151, not a 51-51. That's going to really be confusing. Huh? We could try it, though, for a little while.
But we'll be there. If we can help, that's what we're there for, and we will help.
Yeah. What's the most important thing, you think, for Tallahassee and the chamber? As being the director and working with the board and this Chamber of Commerce?
Well, the first thing we've got to do is maintain the working relationship with existing businesses while seeking new opportunities for Tallahassee, but also working with the city on infrastructure. You know, you can't get anyone in here if you haven't got infrastructure. So we want to make sure all that's in place and without getting into their business, but also trying to look to the future and saying this is what we need to get the industry or retail here. And I am definitely interested in retail.
And how would you work that? You'd be working, obviously, with the city because the chamber has to work with the city government. Because we look at that, we've seen that on the industrial side. We've just not seen it as much on the retail end.
Right. You know, there are incentives that you can give to companies to get them here. As with anything on most big companies, you have to more or less pay. And the way the city has of paying is to forego some taxes until their debt is settled, and then you can start getting taxes into the city coffers. And when I say taxes, I'm not tax happy by any means, but I do know that taxes drive municipalities, county and state and federal governments in order to upgrade infrastructure and offer incentives to other businesses. That's what you've got to have, as well as providing service to the citizens.
Well, what do you think is the biggest challenge that we face when it comes to that? Because it's not just, you know, snap your fingers and it's done.
I don't think it will be any big challenge municipal government-wise. I think the big challenge would be the economy right now, the way it is, in trying to get new businesses to invest, as well as trying to keep people shopping in Tallahassee with our present business. That's most important thing.
Definitely.
There.
And I wonder, too, one of the things we talked about, and George has mentioned this over and over again, is the population of this town is right at about 5,000.
Right.
And he says that we have lost potential businesses because of the numbers. It's a numbers game, and he's looked at annexation. And that's been talked about, and how we want to expand the city boundaries to bring in a larger population base, which might be more attracted to some of these businesses. What are your thoughts on that?
He's exactly right. When a large business, large retail store looks at a location, they don't look at the population outside of your city limits. If we have 5,000 and their requirement is 8, then their figures do not take in what lies outside the city limits, i.e. Friendship, Kent, so forth. If that brought up a total of their desired 8,000, it doesn't make any difference. So we need annexation to improve services, not only for the residents of Tallahassee, but the greater Tallahassee areas. The people outside the city limits need to realize that, hey, if they want shopping availability, then they need to come in and be annexed, and let's make this place grow.